Okay. I mean, big yasher koach to Rick in general for giving us use of Project Sinai, but tonight in particular, as you notice, I'm logged in as Rick because I had a computer crash today. Rick, a text came out that said no sound.
No sound. Okay. Let's check your sound.
All right, how about now? Is there sound? Send me the good word. Yes, great, thank you. Hey, okay, big yasher koach. You see, I'm logged in as Rick because we owe Rick a lot of hakaras tov, not only in general, that he gives us use of Project Sinai, but particularly tonight, I had a computer crash today, lost everything, including access to the internet. Total crash, lo aleichem. And Rick, at this very last minute, is letting me do this again from his house. You can see from the electric guitar in the background. So, really, big yasher koach to Rick for being a good sport and doing this, really, last minute. All right. Okay. So, without further ado, because we have a lot to get done, maybe if we do good time, we'll have a few words to say about Tu B'Shvat, but the very late night mimer is not going to happen as... I'm a guest in someone else's house. But let's get going. Hopefully you have on your screens the links, from the Blau edition, which I'm really grateful that Tzvi pointed me to my attention. It is most definitely. I've used a few different translations. It is for sure the most accurate and the most detailed, whereas other translations are loke, bechoser. So without further ado, so we're up to Ashela Shnia. Kfar Shalzo Mikodem Shela Bamashem Abtchilas Nozer Maikush Vadar Mush Bavoid Bahar Sinai. All right, so maybe I should quickly give a hakdama. You know, the Rabbeinu Ephraim already in his lifetime asked the Rambam to explain some a Gemara to him, a seemingly enigmatic Gemara. You know, the Kasha over there is quite obvious. It's going on the Sugya in Nozer Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Where in the Mishnah, there's a machlokas, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. You know, if a guy wants to take on Nazirus for only one thing, you know, he only wants to be a Nazir min azog or min achartzonim, right? Or only for just, he wants to only take on Nazirus for one prat. So, Chachomim say, you know, if you take it on for one thing, you become a Nazir lakol. The Nazir says Chal, and you're a Nazir Lakol. Reb Shimon said over there, Ad Sheyidor Mikulam, right, he has to know, he has to take on all of them. It's all or nothing. All or nothing. Taking on a partial Nazirus doesn't obligate him. It's all or nothing. Chazal hold even taking on Nazirus from one is Machayev all. So then the Gemara, you know, goes through, you know, what the different Manda Omrim, you know, how they work out the Psukim. Right, and so the question arises: well, what do you do with this pasuk? Seeing there's a pasuk that says, you know, that backs up one of the positions. I said, no, it's coming to teach you that Nazirus is even chal on yayin shel mitzvah, right? That even if there was, it's a wine that's a mitzvah to drink, the Nazirus overrides it. Nazirus overrides it. So the Gemara looks for an example. What's called Yayin Mitzvah? So maybe it's the Yayin of Kiddush and Havdalah, right? And the Gemara says, Mushbav me'omed mehar Sinai. And the Gemara goes on to give a different territory. You know what Yayin Mitzvah is? You made a Shvuah to drink wine, and now the Nazirus will override that Shvuah. All right, so the Gemara, you know, the Rishonim, I mean to say, are obviously bad. Rabbi Ephraim is asking the same question, asked the Rambam the same question that Tosfos asked over there. How do you call, you know, the Gemara says, Kiddush and Avdos, Mushbav Omen Mehar Sinai, and moves on to another example. You know, why is Kiddush and Avdos, Mushbav Omen Mehar Sinai? It's only Midrabbanan, right? That is, you know, so Tosfos, you know, and seemingly that's the way the Rambam is going to learn also. Tosfos says you have to read the Gemara Beloshen Bitmiya. What is he, Mushba Mamar Sinai? You know, to ask it like rhetorically. Right, it's Mushba Mamar Sinai. Right, but Rabbeinu Ephraim didn't know. He didn't know how to read the Gemara. It says, Yain of Kiddush Avdos, Mushba Mamar Sinai. Right? So he asked the Rambam, Maikrish Avdara, Mushba Aleh Amarsiyah. He asked him, what's Pshat in that? Why do you call Kiddush and Havdalah Mushba Omed Mehar Sinai? Veshavnu lo. So we explained to him that, you know, the Rambam learns a little bit different Knech than Tosfos. Tosfos, we said, learns with Mia, right? So the Rambam answered Rabbeinu Ephraim in his own lifetime that you read the Gemara like this. Shekavona Sadovar, Kakirsh Vavdal Yai Midrabbanan, meaning it's Midrabban, Vahoil Vanozer, Mujba Marasina Shlo Ishte Yayin, Lo Yale Al Datenu, Shemutolo Lishtos Yayin Kirish Vavdala. Hovloitre Davashu Midrabban Isur Do Raisa. So in a Rambam learns, different than Taisvis, right? I mean, they're the same in their way of thinking, you know, as far as halachic thinking. But his way he reads it, the Gemara, is that Mushma Omer Mehar Sinai doesn't go back on Yayin Kirish Vavdala, because if it would, then you'd have to go like Tosfos, it's being rhetorical, cynical. What? It's Mushma Omer Mehar Sinai? Ram says, no. Mushma Omer Mehar Sinai is not going back on the words right before it, on Yayin of Kirish and Vavdala. Because, of course, it's not. It's only Midrabanan. Mushma Omer Mehar Sinai is going back on Nazirus. Now, going back on Nazirus. So, Nazirus, which is Mehar Sinai, it's a Deiraisa, of course, is more Choshev than Yayin of Kiddush and Havdalah, right? So, Lo Yal Al Da Tenu Shemut Al Ishtos Yayin Kiddush Havdalah, Vlo Yidach Adavashu Midrabanan, Isura Deiraisa, right? And that's what the Gemara says. Of course, you know, that's Pshita, that Nazirus overrides Yayin Kish Vavdol, because Nazirus, the way the Ram reads the Gemara, Nazirus is Mushba Me'omen Mehar Sinai, right? And Yayin of Kish Vavdol is Durabonon, so you don't need a pasuk to tell you that Nazirus will override drinking the Yayin of Kiddush and Avdolah. So therefore, the Gemara came on to, like we said, it's other teretz, you know, it's final teretz, that the Yayin mitzvah that we were talking about was that he made a shvua to drink wine, right? And so now the Nazirus will override that shvua, right? So the dialogue between Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rambam continued. So now in these last shilas that he sent off right before he died, and the Rambam's now responding after he died, you know, in this last row of shilas that the Rambam's responding to now, he asked as follows. Rabbeinu Ephraim asked the Rambam, what would be wrong with reading the Gemara in Nazir Kipshuto that Yayin Kiddush Vavdala is Mushba V'Omed Mehar Sinai? I'll tell you why it's Mushba Mehar Sinai. Loi Sosur, the Chi of Doraisa, to listen to the Rabbanan. And not only that, right? Not only that, you know, Rabbeinu Ephraim says seemingly the Gemara held that way as a Dover Poshut, right? This is, you know, and Rabbeinu Ephraim is making a reference to the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, that the Gemara over there is, you know, Medayik, you know, it's a Mishnah says, Yom HaKippurim is Osur Ba'achila. So Gemara asks, what, Osur Ba'achila? Man, it's Chayev Kares. It's not just Osur, it's Chayev Kares, right? So, so Rabbi Yochanan says, right, it's coming for Chatzi Shir, right, to teach you that Chatzi Shir is Osur Menatayra. And so the Gemara asks, well, what's Reish Lakish? Well, it's Chatzi Shir is Mutter Menatayra. What's he going to say, right? Well, even though it's Mutter Menatayra Chatzi Shir, it's still Osur Midrabanan. So the Gemara asks, well, if it's Osur Midrabanan, right? If it's still Osur Midrabanan, so you shouldn't be chayev on it, Korban Shvuah, if you were Nishba on it, right? If you were Nishba, right, to eat Chatzi Shir, right? Like the Ram's going to go through the Gemara, right? The Gemara, you know, so the Gemara asks, if it's Osur Midrabanan, it should also have Aloch of Mushba Mo Mehar Sinai, right? You know, so, right, right, that, you know, you know, if Rav Shimon ben Lakish held that it's awesome Rabban, does Oich Mushma Marcia, and the Gemara seemingly holds that way in at least one shlav, in one step of the Shakla Vitaria, in that Gemara and Yuma that the Ram's now going to go through step by step. Now, what's amazing is that Rabbeinu Ephraim over here inadvertently asked, like, the cardinal kasha, that one of the cardinal kashas that the Ramban has on the Rambam in the Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Hasagas to Shoresh Aleph, is where the Ramban decided to take on the Rambam for his shita, the Yechayev Midoraisa, to keep a Rabbanan. Right, so he started, you know, to pick on him there, because once the Ram was talking about you can't count mitzvahs to Rabbanan, right, as one of the Taryag mitzvahs, right? So the Ramban says it's rather hypocritical of you that you hold your Chayv Midoraisa to keep it to Rabbanan, and he goes on to say, once we're on it, you know, we're going to take on that whole Shita, right? And this is one of the kashas. This is one of the kashas that the Ramban asks on the Rambam. He mamish asked this kasha. If every Isser Durabonan is backed up by Lo Sosur, so why do we say that, why do we say that by Chatzi Shir, according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, right, that it's only Isser Durabonan that a Shvuah could be Chal on it, and Gemara's Mefalpul to see how, right? Right? Mushma Mo Mar Sinai, with the love of Lo Sosur. Agav, in case we don't get a chance to speak it out later. Right? Right, if we don't get a chance to mention it later, Teda, that there's both a Chuvis Rimigash and a Chuvis Aran that hold that Enachiname, that if you really hold that the Rabbanans are backed up by Lo Sosur, right, if you really hold that way, then that Enachiname, you know, a Shvua can't be Chal to override an Isser Durabbanan, right, or to be mevatel you from keeping a mitzvah derabbanan. You know, that's what they say. That's what they, you know, meaning if they say that you have to, that would be consistent with the logic, right, of that a derabbanan is backed up by a din deraisa. It would also be mushbav omei arsinan, it's a derabbanan. And this is what Rabbeinu Ephraim is asking on the Rambam right here and right now. Right, and needless to say, you know, we'll see from the tshuva, but I think everyone knows, right, that the Rambam Shita is that a Shvuah could be Chal on an Isser Durabonon, right? And, not only that, we're going to see that a Shvuah could be Chal on Chatzi Shir, even though the Rambam Paskins, like Rav Yochanan, that Chatzi Shir Osir Menatera. Right? But we'll let the Rambam talk. But Teda, that the Rabbeinu Ephraim over here was Machavin to, you know, one of the Ramban's big, big kashas on the Rambam's whole Shita of that Yechayev Midoraisa of Lo Yisosur to keep a Durabonim. Okay? So we're in the Lashon of the Tshuva, right? Hatshuva. Me'oso mokom atzo, shemenu evi raya zal v'dima, shekoi suri davon mujba aleh me'ar Sinai midbar, she'eno davar kach, v'she'eno mujba me'ar Sinai. Ella Ali Sure. We're going to turn the page. Do we skip a page? Hold on a second, please. I'm sorry, wasn't time to skip the page yet. My apologies, I have to scroll down a bit. So let's start again. Hatshuva me'osav kol matzo shemenu evi raya v'dima shekoi suri rabban mushmalei me'ar Sinai midbayar she'ena davar kach she'ena mushmalei me'ar Sinai el isura Torah bilvad. Right, where Rabbeinu Ephraim thought he was bringing a raya, right, from that Gemara and Yuma. The Iker focus now will be on the Gemara and Yuma ayin gimel mebeis, where he thought that from, you know, from one step of the Gemara, he had a raya that a Isser Durabon is called Mujba Mehar Sinai. I'm going to show you that the Maskana of the Gemara is not that way, right? Right, and Mujba Mehar Sinai is only on Isure Deiraisa. And this is, again, the Rambam talking. This is the Rambam that holds the Yechayv Midoraisa to keep a Durabon. But Afal Pi Kain, right? Mushba b'marsir is only on Isurei Deiraisa. Now, the big riot to this yesod that we're saying, that Mujum Har Sinai, is only on Isurei Deiraisa. Misofo Shalin, it's from the Hemshech of that sugya. Asher hit ato trilaso, right? Rabbeinu Ephraim was misled by the Hava Mina and didn't realize how things changed as the sugya progressed. Now that I had Shver on Rabbeinu Ephraim, how is it that he didn't read the continuation of the Gemara? Right? Right? So now the Rambam is now going through this Gemara in Yuma Ayin Gimel Mebeis, step by step for the Talmidei Rabbeinu Ephraim. He's going to do like he did in the last Tshuva. Mamish go step by step. Right? Kishomer Mishnah, Yom Kippurim Asur Ba'achila. So like we said, the Mishnah opened up, Yom Kippur is Asur Ba'achila. Hikshon Talmud Ketzer Yom Bezeh Asur Varnash Kars. How do you say such a, you know, a weak lashon of prohibited, as if it's only, you know, an Isura Ba'alma, it's a Chi of Kars. Ve'heishiv, and the Gemara answered, Shebamram Asur Mitkablim La'achila Chatzi Shir, Shu Asur Ve'en Chamila Kars. So the Gemara's teretz was that Asur was an allusion to the Isser of eating Chatzishir, half a Kekoseves, or half a Mulo Lugmav, right? That if it's Osir, even though you're not Chayv on it, Koris. Vishuv Hiksha, and then the Gemara goes and asked again. Ha Nichol Rebbe Yochran Damar Chatzishir, Osir Menatayra, Elrav Shirin Ben Lokish Omar Chatzishir, Eino Osir, Mai Ikola Meimar. Right, so then the Gemara says, that's all good according to Rabbi Yochanan, and it says Chatzishir is Osir min HaTorah. But according to Shimon Lokesh, it says Chatzishir is not Osir min HaTorah. What are you going to say? Right, meaning, and Rambam explains, the Lashon of the further, you know, fills in, you know, the Lashon of, you know, the short Lashon of the Gemara. You know, Michael Mayer, meaning B'mashamra Mishazachil, meaning what can you say regarding what the Mishnah said? That's Osir Ba'achil, if he holds Chatzishir is Mutter min HaTorah. So imzu achilas hashir chayev kares imchatsir eino osur, right? Similarly, the Gemara at this point thinks that Reish Lakish thinks, right, that chatsir is mamish mutter. When he says it's not osur min haTorah, it's mamish mutter. Veishiv shchatsir Shimon ben Lakish al pishen osur min haTorah osur midrabanan. So the Gemara answers, well, even though he says it's not osur min haTorah chatzishir, but it is osur midraban. Umamar Mishnah Yom Kippurim osur b'achila kavanabal lachilas chatzishir. Right, and so therefore it stands that would say Yom Kippur osur b'achila. You know, osur is an allusion to chatzishir, and it's true according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds chatzishir osur min haTorah, but it's also true, according to Reish Lakish, that all it's Chatzishir is Mutter Min HaTorah, because even though it's Mutter Min HaTorah, it's still Osir Midrabanan. And that's why Osir Ba'achila, meaning Osir Midrabanan, Chatzishir. Okay. Umamar Mishnah. All right. So that's the Umamar Mishnah. Yom Kippur Osir Ba'achila, Kavar Ba'achila, Chatzishir. L'kul Yam. V'hikshen. Then the Gemara further asks, Ihochilon Chayvle Korban Shvua. Right? And this is the point that threw off Rabbeinu Ephraim. So if it's still Osir Midrabanan, right, you should not be Chayev a Korban Shvua. So let's let the Rambam explain the Gemara in his words, right? Rotzo Leimer, right? What the Gemara is talking about. Mi shenishba shlo yochal chatzi zayedam ochelet v'kayotze bazeh. A person took a Shvua, right? They won't eat chatzi zayis of dam. You know, dam, it's solidified. You know, when it coagulates, so it shears a zayis, right? When it's a liquid, it's a revius. All right, so talking about coagulated blood. So it's osur bekezayis, meaning to get your chiyuv. Right, so he says he's not going to eat a half a zayis of dam, or chelev, v'kayotze bazeh. Lo yechayv mishum shvuas bitu shabra leil fi shein shvua chala al shvua ho v'zeh chatzishir hu be'isur. Right? So Gemara's asking, like Reish Lakish, how is it that if you take a shvua on chatzishir, right? Excuse me, it's mashal over here that the Rambam understands, it's asking l'kuliyam, meaning on chatzishir. Stop. Gemara, meaning not like, you know, other Rishonim. Seems that the Rambam understood, right, The Rambam understood that the kasha is l'kuli alma. Kasha is a kuli alma on the din of chatzi shir osur. Right? This is the way the Rambam is learning the Gemara, not like other Rishonim. The kasha was not dafka, like Rashi says on the spot. The kasha was like Reish Lakish on Reish Lakish, because there's loisosur to uphold an iser derabbanan. That's Rashi right there on the spot. Right? It's Masha from the Rambam over here that the Gemara's kasha was on the etzem halacha of chatzi shir osur. Bein l'Rebbe Yechanan, bein l'Reish Lakish. The din of chatzi shir osur, right, is seemingly mukash, is seemingly contradicted from the famous din of a person taking a shvua, right, that he's not going to eat half a kezias of dam, half a kezias of chalef, right? Right, that we know that a shvua is chal on chatzi shir, right? And it should be that if it's osur, it shouldn't be chal, right? In the words Ram, what's a mishish mashlecho chatzi zayid dam? Ochev, ketzvev, lo yechayv mishum shvias, bitui, shouldn't be chayv a shvuas, bitui. That's a shvua to lohorau lehetiv, to do or not to do. Shouldn't be chayv for a shvuas, bitui. Lefi shein shvua chal o shvua, shvua is not chal on a shvua. Vovazeh chatzi shir hu beisur. Right, so now this chatzi shir is osur, right? So as it were, you would think you're mushba v'omed not to eat chatzi shir because it's osur. And take a look. You must take very special notice that the Rambam is not labeling this kasha. You know, he's not relating it dafka not to Rav Yochanan, not to Reish Lakish. The Rambam understands, as opposed to other Rishonim, the Rambam says this line of Gemara was a kasha on the etzem din of chatzi shir osur, whether it's midoraisa, whether it's midrabbanan, right? That seemingly we see the fact that we see that a shvua is chal on chatzi shir, right? And that's what the Rambam goes on saying, right? That it should be that a shvua should not be chal on chatzi shir, and it is. V'achach evi Talmud Raya shekvar nisbar b'shvues. Scroll down. Look, we are Talmud Raya shekvar nisbar b'shvues shel divrei Rav Shimon ben Lakish shvua chal chatzi shir v'im nishba shelo yochal. Meaning the Gemara, pointed out according to Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish himself said that a shvua, that this is a scenario of how a shvua could be chal, on a dovara osur, if it's chatzi shir, right? Vim nishba shelo yochal. Just change page. Chatzi zayit nevels chers vakach over vachlo chayev korba shov shvuas bitui. Right. Right, so a person eats, chatzi zayis nevels treyos, and then, he makes a shvua. He won't eat chatzi zayis nevels treyos, and then he goes and eats it. He is chayev a carbon for being over on shvuas bitui. V'nis'amta akusha al mishom amorashim b'chatzi shir shu'asu b'drabona. And this, it was the kasha on the manda omar, that, the line in the Gemara that pointed out that even though Reish Lakish holds its mutter min atar, it's still asr midrabanan. Well, if it's asr midrabanan, a shvua shouldn't be chal on it. Agav, Rabbi Yochanan said a different teretz to that Mishnah. It's a Mishnah mefureshes that says a person could be nishba on nevelas and treifas and still be chayiv mitzad shvua, be chayiv on a shvua. It's mushum ovi maharsin. Rabbi Yochanan said a different teretz. Rabbi Yochanan said that the shvua was on nevelas and treifas plus dates or plus apples. That it was beisur koilo, that the shvua was chal because it was koilo other things, dvarim amutarim, dvarim asurim, that since it's chal on the dvarim amutarim, agav that, it's chal on the dvarim asurim. That was Rabbi Yochanan's answer to that particular Mishnah, right? And the Gemara in Shvuas, Daf Chof Gimel, points out that Rabbi Yochanan said that because he wanted to make the Mishnah come out l'kuli alma. Whereas according to Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Mishnah would only work like Rabbi Akiva, right? That if you make a stam shvua not to eat something, it means even on a kol shu, it even goes on pachos mikashir, right? So Rabbi Yochanan just sidestepped the whole issue because he use the teretz of Isser Kolel, right? Because he wanted the Mishnah to come out like everybody. Because the stum of the Mishnah was he was Nishba on Nevelus and Trefus, right? So Nishba stam, Mashma Kazayas. Right, Mashba Kazayas, not Pochas Mikashir. So Rabbi Yochanan said he was Kailal other Dvarim with it, that since it's Chal on the Dvarim Amutarim, so Be'isr Kolel, it's Chal on the Dvarim Asurim. That was Rabbi Yochanan's answer. But Reish Lakish himself used the Teretz of Chatzishir. And how could Reish Lakish use that Teretz of Chatzishir if he himself is Maida, that's Fort Asur Midrabanan? So it's Mujba V'omeid, Alts the Isr Drabanan. Lefiu shiloi asur benat Torah lo chal alav shvua. Vaka chizik atal zol amar v'chita kibisle heter midor raisa machayv lei korban shvua v'atnan ela b'no noagim b'el bruin lo ha'id. Right. So then the Torah, the Gemara backed up this kasha. Right, the Gemara backed up the Kasha and said, well, maybe, you know, that the fact that it's Aser Midrabanan, right, doesn't call it like Mujba Me'omed Mehar Sinai, because since, from a Torah perspective, it was Mutter, the Torah only cares about the Torah. So since it's Aser Midrabanan Torah, Mechayv Le Korban Shvua, so Shvua is Chal, because in the Torah's view, it's Mutter, because it's not Aser Midoraisa. Right, it's not Aser Midoraisa. So, right, so in the Torah's view, right, since it's not Aser Midoraisa, so you'll treat it as a Dovra Mutter, and he's not Mujbu V'Omed on it. So the Gemara asked the Kash on it that we see that an Isser Derabanan is recognized by the Torah. And that's what the Gemara going on to ask. All right. Vatnan ain't a noegas el brin laid, right? Right. Well, there's a shvua saedus, a person, a baldin that knows that an aid knows edus that could help him in his din tira. So there's something called a shvui mashbiyam. A mashbiyam to be made. That's the din of shvua saedus, right? Vim lo yagid. V'nosa avona, the pasuk says, right? And if he's mashbiyim and he doesn't come forward anyway and give the edus, so he's chayav alts being over on a shvua sa'edus. There's a din that a person that, you know, the baal din could be mashbiyah, the aid that he knows has testimony that can help him. V'im lo yagiv v'nosa avona, right? So the Gemara is talking about a case of where that happened, that there was a guy's going to be chayav a korban shvua for being over on shvua seidus, i.e., right, he withheld, the Mishnah said that this din of shvua seidus, that you have eidus that can help a guy, right, and he's mashbiu to say, and you're not coming forward, right, this that you're chayav, you know, korban shvua for being over on shvua sa'edus is only if you're kosher le'edus, right? If you're not kosher for edus anyway, right? So that which you as mashbir to come and testify, it doesn't mean anything. It's only noig beru'uyin lahayid, someone that's roy for edus, like a man who's over, who's a yid, who's over bar mitzvah. You know, a person's kosher le'edus is bound by the shvua sa'edus, and he's chayav korban shvua if he doesn't come forward with his edus, but not if he's not roi la'id. Va'avinam balimutei mai. So it's only not, you know, beruuyin la'id. So that's obvious. Like, you know, well, what's it coming to include, right? If a person's not a bar edus, of course there's no reason to be mashbiyahim, right? Why, you know, if the guy's not a bar edus melechatchila. So Rav Papa on Mute Melch. So Rav Papa said, no, the chiddush is that a king, if a king was, you know, a witness to a crime, right? So a king can't be an aide because he himself could be a dayan. There's a din that, you know, an aide ain't not a dayan, right? As the Gemara says over there, but that's not the main point that the Rambam wants. So the chiddush was a melech, right? The melech, you know, cannot testify because he's a melech, because he could be done, right? So ain't eid naaseh dayin, if I remember the Gemara correctly. But that's not the main point that the Rambam wants. Rav Acha Marlim Ute Mesachik Bekubia, right? That, you know, the Mishnah was coming, Lerabos, you know, Ruin Loyed means a Mesachik Bekubia, a gambler, professional gambler, right? So if the gambler saw Edus, that can help you. Right? And he's not coming forward. You must be him. And he's still not coming forward. He's potter from a carbon shvua because he's not Roy Lloyd. Okay? So the Gemara asks, for a mesachi bekubia the midraisa mechse chazoi v'rabonu de gozer v'lo kacha ele shvua. Right? So the Gemara asks, but the psul of mesachi bekubia is only midrabonin. He's a quasi-ganav. He's not a real ganav. His psul is not midoraisa. Rabban gave him a din ki'ilu is a ganav, but it's midrabonin. Right? Now look at what happened over here. Right? The psul was only a psul de rabbonin. Right? But the din of shvua sa'edus and being chayav korban shvua, if you're in violation of shvua sa'edus, is a din doiraisa. And the fact that he was psul midrabonin had repercussions afilu midoraisa. That his psul drabonin was recognized by the Torah, that now he's called apostolatus, and therefore he's apostolatus, so shvuas edus doesn't apply to him. Mizem muchach shafilu osur drabonin lo chalav shvua, lachein elo edim shem psulim midrabonin, im ikhishu v'nishbu, pturim mishvuas edus, right? Afa pi shem ru'uyim ukshirim midai raisa. Right, so you see over here, in Isser Durabbanon, works in Hilchos Shvua. Shvua Sa'edus. The guy was Mashbia them, and they still said, we don't have Edus. We don't. Right? The guy was Mashbia them, and they said, Amen, but we don't have any Edus. Right? And we say that Shvua only applies to someone who's Roy Lloyd. Right? So we say they're Potter. They're Potter. Right? But they were only not Roy Lahaid. Midrabbanan, and had repercussions on Hilchos Shvuos, which are dinim d'oraisa. So if dinim d'rabbanan have an effect on dinei shvua, right, which are midoraisa, so hu adin nami, right, chatzi shirim, if it's only aser midrabbanan, right, it should still be begeder, like a mushba va'omed mehar Sinai. Right? So the Gemara goes on and says, that's the Kasha. Right? This is all, you know, then this Kasha, as we just stated, is the Pasha Pshat and the Gemara coined everybody. Right? Veshivatar Vomar Shiny also crying lo yagiv and noso avono bahagoda talya milsa. Vahai love bar hagoda hu. Dana ki amri omarlon lo mashkachinam be. Avahacha mushba. Olav Mehar Sinai. All right, so let's first say the Gemara. Right? Let's first, right? By Shvua Sa'edus. Right? The Torah says, Im lo yagiv enos avon. If he doesn't come forward with the Edus, you know, so he's guilty. He's over on this Shvua. Right? He has to be able to be Roy Lahagid. Right? You know, so, who cares if the psul is only midrabbanan, right? Lahagid means to say before Beis Din. To say, you know, and Beis Din will listen and be makabel edus. Beis Din is not going to listen to him. He can't, he's not a bar hagoda. And as the Gemara explains, the Amar, right? The Anan, ki Amar lon lo mashgachin ba'im, when he'll talk to us, we're going to ignore him. So it's not called hagoda because no one's listening. Haggadah is when someone's listening. Beis Din's not going to listen. It makes no difference that they're not listening because of a psul d'rabbanan. Tachlis, they are not listening. So he's not a bar haggadah. So it's not called im lo yagid, that he's not saying. Because if he would say, no one's listening. There's no point in saying if no one's listening. Who cares if the reason why no one's listening is mid'rabbanan, but tachlis, no one's listening. So it's not called that he's being lo yagid, because lo yagid is if they would listen. They're not going to listen. So he's not a bar hagoda. Avocha mushu lo me'ar Sinai, v'chi kom maisi karban al pachas mi kezayis kom maisi. Right? But over here is Mushba Olav Mehar Sinai. Right? And when he brings a carbon on less than a... And when he brings a carbon unless of a unless than a kazayas, he's going to bring a carbon, right? So now that's the lashon of Gemara as the Rambam had it, right? Let's let the Rambam talk. V'nizbar b'zois ha'tshuva shehatalmud. You know, the pachos mi kashir is not mushba me'omed me, is, you know, is not mushba me'omed me'har Sinai, right? Ushba me'omed me'har Sinai is only on a kazayas, right? Pachos mi kashir is not mushba me'omed me'har Sinai. So even though it's osur midrabanan, but nonetheless, it's not called mushba me'omed me'har Sinai, right? And therefore, the shvua is chal, right? And therefore, it will be in violation of his shvua. Right, if you know, if he made on pachos mi kazayas chelev or dam, right, you know whether he was nishba to eat it, you know whether he's nishba even to not eat it, right, and he then eats it, right, so he will have to, he'll be guilty of his shvua, right? He'll be guilty of his shvua, right, because it's chal, because it's not called mushba moy bar Sinai. Because we're going to see what the Rambam means in just a few lines. The Torah, when it answered it, was only talking about a kazayas. The pasuk was only talking about a kazayas. V'chein kol isur d'rabbon shvua chalem. Right? And the same is true. By all isurei d'rabbonan a shvua is chal on them. U'mashe chayev sheyem misachik b'kubia potter shvua sedus. Afu pushu roi min ha-Torah sheyem b'chiyuv shvua sedus. Tali ba goda mo elas kevat shigid ze nischayev ze v'choyidu shetoveh ba'ed asher lo heid ba haya mischayev ze anipba ba l'shalim momen hi asher im hu makhish av nishba chayev b'shvu asa edus v'choyidu asher ein lo heid ba ha'ed loya motzi ba momon im hu makhish av nishba le'a potter b'shvu asa edus. Right? So, but whereas over here the Rambam is, you know, just explained the Gemara at greater length, right? The din of Shvuas Ha'edus has nothing to do with Mushba Moed Mehar Sinai, right? The din of Shvuas Ha'edus is that only Hagoda HaMoelis, Edus that's effectual, Edus that could cause, you know, this guy to gain money, that guy to lose money, an effectual Edus that has, you know, that the person was Nishba, that he really, I really don't know Edus, and it comes out he had this type of Edus that could make a difference, so now he's in violation of that Shvua. But if you don't have Edus that makes a difference, because you're Posseloid, it makes no difference that you're Posseloid Rabban, but Tachlis, your Edus doesn't make a difference. Edus that doesn't make a difference is not Edus. It's not Edus that, you know, you'd be in violation of Shvuas Edus, you know, if you knew that information and didn't come forward with it, right? Because the Torah was only makpid on Edus that works. There's not Edus that works. Who cares why it doesn't work? Lamaase, it doesn't work. L'chein zeh apasuk v'rabban, im ikhish edusa v'nishba potter b'shvuas edus, ho v'afilu lo ikhish, lo inu motziim al pi edusa dava. Therefore, it's, you know, to sum it up, he who is pasul midrabbanan, right, if he denies, you know, what he knows, right, and he swears, I don't have any edus, he's potter from shvuas edus, because even if he would not have denied it, he would have come forward, and he would have said what he knows, it's still wouldn't make a difference. It's an edus that doesn't make a difference is not an edus. Who appears Omram high love baragodahu danan ki amrinan lo mashkachinan bay. And this is, you know, what the Gemara meant. This guy is not a bar hagodahu, because even if he came forward and told us, we wouldn't pay attention. He could talk, but no one will be listening. Edus that no one's listening to is not edus. Lefish anu yodim shedvarav lo yo ilu etzleinu. We know that whatever he says is not going to help anything. It's not going to make a difference to us. V'hulo notzi al piem mamen, and we're not going to be motzi mamen because of what he said. L'chein potru mishvua says, that's why he's potru from shvua sa'edus. Mishum she'ikar b'shvua sa'edus. Next page. Who came on Shigid Zeh Nischayev Zeh. The ikar of what Eidos is that it makes a difference. It's Machayev this guy, and it potters that guy. And if it does, his Eidos can't do that, there's Nishken Eidos. Imkein is Barno Tachlis Abir. But now listen to what the Rambam says. This is amazing. Right? Nisbarno Tachlis Abir. Shechatzishir Eino Mushbalov Me'ar Sinai. Avafilu L'Rebbe Yoichanan. Mushba, you know, that Chatzishir is not Mushba va'oimed mehar Sinai, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, that holds, that it's usher midoraisa, it's still not called Mushba mehar Sinai. So even though the sugya was mefalpel aliba deresh lokish, but lemaaseh, right, the sugya comes out in the end that Chatzi Shir is not Mushba va'oimed mehar Sinai, right? Period. Lekuliyam, right? Right, you know, as it's become clear, even in the Gemara in Shavuos, right, that you know it's not called Mushvala Mehar Sinai except by Kezias, right. Now it's a little bit difficult to understand what he means, but Pashtus, he means what you know what Tosfos also points out. And it seems that the Rambam and the Tosfos are the same sheet on this Nakuda, right? We mentioned before, you know, this Gemara, you know, that we have in front of us, you know, is recapped at greater length in Masechta Shavuos. I believe it's on Daf Chav Gimel Mebeis, right? That the Gemara over there talks about, you know, again, there's this Mishnah that says a guy's Nishba, you know, that, you know, not to eat Nevelos and Trefus, so he's going to be high for Shavuos, Bitui. So how do you work that out? It's Mushba Mehar Sinai. Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to, you know, Rabbi Yochanan sidestepped the whole issue and said, right, Isser Koilo, right? He set up in an Isser Koilo, right, that, you know, that the Shavua was on Dvarim Asurim and also on Dvarim Torim. I mean, the Mishnah was just Mekatzer in its Lashon. He was Nishba on Nevelos and Trefas and Chol Yisrael ice cream. Right, and all it was all the same shvua that's beisr kailo. Once it's chal mitzad the ice cream, it's chal on the nevelos and treifas. And Reish Lakish set it up bechatzi shir, right? And the Gemara said, you know, Rabbi Yochanan's very good. You know, his teretz is better, right? Because he sets it up lekuli alma, right? Isr kailo will work, you know, according because. Reish Lakish's way of setting up Bechatzi Shir would either they have to insert words in the Mishnah day, it was Mefarish day, he's only Asring Chatzi Shir, or alternatively it would only work out Bistama like Rebbe Akiva, that says when you take a Shvua, and you say you're not going to eat something, you don't mean Dafka Kazais, you mean even a Kolshu. So it means his Shvua was on, even on a Kolshu, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't want to get into it, I don't want to make it totally in a Machlokas, Rebbe Akiva and Chachamim, I'm going to say Shvuas Koilo, right, there was a Shvuas Koilo, right, so like Tosfos points out over there, why didn't Rabbi Yochanan just say, I don't hold it's talking b'chatzi shir, right, the Gemara says, it makes out l'kuli yama. So Tosfos indeed entertains exactly what the Rambam is saying right here, that en achename, right, even on chatzi shir, it would work, right, he's not saying like Reish Lakish, not because he disagrees that Chatzi Shir is a Mushba V'Oimed, says I want it to come out L'Kuli Alma. That's what the Gemara says. He doesn't want to say it Reish Lakish because he wants it to be L'Kuli Alma. That's Hanichel Rabbi Yochanan. They sets it up L'Kuli Alma. Like whereas a Reish Lakish, you have to set it up Bistama like Rabbi Akiva, that any Shvua Bistam is going even on less than a Kazayis. Right, so it's Masha from that the Gemara could have easily said, well, he can't set it up like Reish Lakish. He can't, right? Because he holds Chatzi Shir also min haTorah. Mashma, and Tosfos says that afenort, like what the Rambam is saying, and Mistama, that's what the Rambam means, right? That, you know, that even according to Rabbi Yochanan, even though Chatzi Shir also min haTorah, right? Afal pi kein, it's not called the Mushba Mehar Sinai. So Tosfos, you know, that seemingly is learning the exact same way, you know, says something very nebulous, that we have to be magdir. We have to be magdir in the Rambam also. Right? But it says it's an isura ba'alma. Chatzi shir is an isura ba'alma and a shvua stronger. Right? So the simplest way to learn in Tosfos, it's still a thing that you know needs hakdor, that it may be osur min hatorah, but since it's not a shtarka isur, like a chi of malchus, so let's say shvua, that's a chi of malchus, right, is stronger than an isura ba'alma. That's the simplest way to learn Tosfos. Question if Tosfos really meant that, but in the Rambam, Be'ezer Hashem will come forward with a different pshat, you know, which mistama Tosfos meant also. But let's finish up the Lashon HaRambam. Right? So Ram says, you should know Chatzi Shir is not Mushba V'Aymed. So even though the Gemara is Mefalpel Aliba Dereish Lakish to explain how Chatzi Shir is not Mushba V'Aymed Mar Sinai, but it's Hu Adin Nami L'Rabbi Yochanan. Even according to Rabbi Yochanan that holds Chatzi Shir Asim in the Torah, it's also not Mushba V'Aymed Mar Sinai. As the Gemara here, basically the Gemara right here in Yuma proved, right? It was that which Chiyuv Durabonan, you know, made a difference in Hilchos Shvuos was a special din by Shvuos Ha'edus, which the Rambam over here recaps. Right, Umashe Chayev Shiyeh Pasul Durabonan Potter Mishvuos Ha'edus Eno Pnei Shashvuos Lo Tocho Mishenu Roy Midrabonan El Pnei Shalo Hig Shafilu Higid Lo Yamol B'Dvarav Klum Kamosha Biarnu. Right, but that which we see that a Psul Durabonan had an effect in Hilchos Shvuos was a special din dafka by Shvuos Ha'edus, not because a Shvuah can't be chal on a din Durabonan. A Shvuah could be chal on a din Durabonan. It could. Over here was a different din, right? You know, Shvuah Seidus is, you know, a Shvuah that, you know, you Bishvuah deny having an Eidus to say, and the Pasul Midrabonan Taka does not have an Eidus to say. He's not in violation of that Shvuah, because, you know, that Shvuah is only if you have an Eidus to say. But if no one's listening to your Eidus, and your Eidus is not acceptable in court, and doesn't make a difference, does Nishkin Eidus, right? So it's for technical reasons that Shvuah says Nachal, not because that a din drabonan, you know, has repercussions, you know, midoy raisa to the point that it's ki'ilu mushba momei me'ar Sinai. It's not. Right? Ella, a person who's not roi loid, even if it's just drabonan, since his edus is not acceptable in court, right, it's thrown out of court. That's not called Eidus. So, you know, the Shvuah is, you know, that, you know, you have to come forward with Eidus, right? He doesn't have Eidus to come forward with because no one will listen, right? These are the words of the Tshuva, right? But, you know, the there over here is Rav HaNister Ala Nigla, right? Because the Rambam's just sosim and says, you know, listen, Isurei Drabanan, you're not Mushba Mar Sinai. You're not. Even though the Rambam is, you know, from those who hold that you're chayev midoraisa to keep a drabon, loy saser. But we see even bigger chiddush over here, right? Like the Ramban was wondering why a drabon is not called a mushba va'omed, a liba the Rambam, the chayev midin lo saser, upkeep a drabonan. But we see something even bigger, right? It's kayedua bakula talmuda, Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish halacha k'Rav Yochanan, and the Rambam does paskin. That Mishnah, like, and the way the Gemara's masbid at Mishnah, right? In Hilchos Shvitas Asor, he paskins mafurish to eat less than kashir on Yom Kippur is osur min ha'tera. It's osur min ha'tera, but you just don't get malchus, but makin also makas mardus, right? So he paskins chatzishir osur midoraisa. So he's not just saying it would be true according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rambam Taka Paskins that way, like Rabbi Yochanan, the Chatzi Shir Osir Min HaTorah, and he also Paskins, it's not Mushba V'Aymei, right? And that's what the Rambam says, also in Hilchos Shvuos in Perek Hey, you could be Nishba on a Chatzi Shir, and the Shvuah is Chal, and you will be in violation of a Shvuas Bitui, right? Because it's not called a Mushba V'Aymei Mar Sinai. The Rabban is not Mushba V'Aymei Mar Sinai, and Chatzi Shir isn't either. Right, I would like to propose a whole different pshat. in Mushba Vomit Mahar Sinai, and Efshar Taisvis meant this when he said, you know, Chatzishir is only Isura Ba'alma, right? Right? And it could be I'm not the first one to say this, but I think Mushba Vomit Mahar Sinai is not the pshat like most Rishonim think. Right, which what led people to believe that if you're chayv midoraisa to keep a durabanan, you should be mushba va'omed, you know, on durabanans also, right? But it's not what people think, right? You think that mushba mahar Sinai means you're chiyuv to uphold halacha. Your chiyuv to uphold halacha is called mushba va'omed mahar Sinai, you know, because we said naaseh v'nishma, right? So it's like a shvua, our acceptance to be duty-bound to halacha. Is ki'ilu mushba va'omed me'ar Sinai. So anything that's a halacha, right, is mushba va'omed me'ar Sinai. Anything that's a halacha, right? Except that we might yale al adas to say, well, if it's only midrabanan, that's that the Torah just doesn't recognize it, right? The Torah looks at it as a davar rishus, right? But anytime you're duty bound to keep a halacha, thus haste, mushba va'omed me'ar Sinai, right? Anytime it's a dinda, Deiraisa, but a din drabonan the Torah doesn't recognize. That's what many people think, and probably most Rishonim think. I'm telling you, according to the Rambam, a whole different pshat, right? Mushba ma'omed mehar Sinai is only on what the Torah writes beferush. And heyos, that Kabbalah biadenu, right? That, you know, meaning b'mesiris. Right, that, you know, I don't think anyone argues on this, right? No, there might be one Shitas Tanoim that argues on this, right? But, you know, according to most Shitas Tanoim, right, that when the Torah says not to eat something, it means a kezias. The Torah only spoke about a kezias. The dibur of the Torah, the directive of the Torah, do this, that's the mushba v'omed. It's not your obligation to uphold halacha. That's what mushba v'omed means. Mushba means that the Torah was mashbia you with the direct command that it gave you, with the direct command that it gave you, that's the mushba va'omed. And if the Torah never actually said that something is chayiv, Torah never actually said those words, right? Heyos, that when the Torah says not to eat something, it means a kezias, right? But you figure out, like logic dictates, that even half a kezias ought not to be mutter because it's chazil itzterufe. Right, you know, it's not nothing. It's not nothing because sach hakol a kezias is made out of two half kezaisim. Right, you don't get to a kezias without eating half a kezias first. Right, so it's not nothing. But the Torah never said mafurish not to eat half a kezias. We come to that through logic that it's not nothing. But the Torah said when it says not to eat heyos, that when the Torah says that it means a kezias. So the mushba va'omed mehar Sinai is the directive of the Torah. The Torah, as it were, is the command, the direct command, the verter. The words of the Torah is what's, as it were, mashbia you already. But that's the directive of the Torah, right? You know, regarding this particular thing. So let's explain this svara much better. You know, it's easier to hear in the Surah Durabana. Right, the Rambam is very mefurish. The opposite of what the Ramban thinks he ought to hold. The Rambam says, even though I'm holding a chayv midin loy sosur, right, to keep a derabonan. But the Rambam is very emphatic. Isurei derabonan is not mushba v'omei mehar Sinai. I yachayev to uphold a derabonan midin loy sosur. So if mushba v'omei mehar Sinai means, like, let's say the Ramban Taka understands it, you're duty bound, you're duty bound to the Torah, you're duty bound, you know, to uphold this halacha, your duty to uphold halacha. You have a chiyuv d'oraisa to uphold this derabanan, right? So it should be mushba v'omed. And Rambam says you're not mushba v'omed, right? Because the Torah never spoke about Ner Chanukah, or the Torah never spoke about, you know, having a cold turkey cheese sandwich, right? Or even a hot turkey cheese sandwich. Right? I'm talking about a cold cheeseburger, right? You know, the Torah never spoke about it. The mushba va'omed mehar Sinai is the Torah's directive, don't do this. When the Torah, the words of the Torah, the tzivui of the Torah, don't do, that's your mushba va'omed mehar Sinai. If the Torah never spoke about it, right, you're not mushba va'omed mehar Sinai. So even though, you know, the chiyuv is nigram through the Rabbanon being geyser it, right? But the Torah at Har Sinai never said not to eat chicken parmesan. The Torah never said those words. The Mujibam in Har Sinai is when the Torah says it, right? So the Torah already said kacha. You know, so the directive of the Torah is the Mujba Va'imeh. And if the Torah never spoke about this Maisa or this Cheftza, you're not a Mujba Me'mar Sinai, even though you are duty-bound, even Midairaisa, not to eat it. But your being duty-bound is not Mujba Va'imeh, right? It's not your obligation to uphold Halacha that makes you Mujba Va'imeh. It's the Torah's directive that makes you Mujba Va'imeh. And if the Torah never spoke Mefurish about this thing, you're not mushbav omeid. So by drabonans, that's very easy to hear. So even though me din loy saucer, I am duty bound to obey the rabbanon, but the Torah never said that this thing is osur. And it's the directive of the Torah that says that it's osur that makes you a mushbav omeid. Right? The Torah never said those words. Right? So by drabonans, it's very easy to hear. Right, the Torah never spoke about this maisa, never spoke about this cheftza. So you're not a mushba v'omer on this maisa, on this cheftza. Right, even though you know we know that you are duty bound to anyway, but the Torah never. It's the words of the Torah, the directive of the Torah, is what makes you mushba v'omer. So now hu adin chatzi shir, hu adin chatzi shir, right. If you're Maida, you know, Maida, everyone's Maida, except for, I think there's a Shitas Reb Shimon in Chazal that thinks otherwise, right? But, you know, just about all the other Manda Omrim, right, you know, in Chazal, right, hold that when the Torah said, you know, not to eat something, it meant the Kazayas. That's what the Pasuk is talking about. The Pasuk read, you know, Legabe, you know, Vegan, a Kazayas, right? So now, even though through logic we come on to that you shouldn't be eating half a kezias either, but the Torah never said those words. The Torah said not to eat a kezias, right? So the mushva va'omer is mitzad the verter of the Torah, the directive of the Torah is what makes you mushva va'omer. So even though svara dictates you shouldn't be eating a chatzi zayis either because it's chazil it's the rufe, right? But the Torah never spoke about chatzi zayis, so you're not mushva va'omer on chatzi zayis, right? So far, so good. Right? I think if this is the lumbus, it's very good. It's very good, like the Rambam, why you're not mushba made on the Durabonan, even though you're chayv midoraita to uphold the Durabonan. Right? And it's very good chatzi shir, like this way that we're explaining. Right? And it's kenzain, that's exactly what Tosus meant. Right? That chatzi shir, even though it's osur min haTorah, is isura ba'alma. Right? Isura ba'alma has a meaning, it's the Torah didn't say it direct. Right? We derived it. But here's the makom nifla. You know, this was just scratching the surface. Here's where we get to the real, real radical chiddush over here, right? All right. There are two tamim in chatzi shir osur min haTorah, right? One is svara, right? And when I was saying this hesbert, I was saying over the last 10 minutes, I was sort of more being mefarishit aliba, right? That's svara. I said logic dictates. You know, that if the Torah said, don't eat a kezias, you shouldn't be eating, even though the Torah only spoke openly about a kezias, you shouldn't be eating half a kezias either, right? Because, you know, logic dictates it's also a bad thing to do, because how do you get to a kezias if you didn't eat half a kezias first, right? Half a kezias plus half a kezias equals a kezias. Chazil it's the rufe, right? So over there, it's a little bit easier to hear, right? But what about the other Lushan that the Gemara gives that Chatzi Shir was learned out of a ribui of Kol Chela. It was mamash learned from a ribui. Right? So it comes out we have a radical Chiddush over here that a Yost that it was not, that the Ikar of the Pasuk is not talking about that. Even Hagam that it was Nisrabe from a ribui, since it's not the Poshib shot in the Pasuk, right? It's Eich, not Mushba Va'omed. Mushba Omer is mamash when the Torah openly states do not do. That's your Mushba Omer. The Torah gave you a directive not, right? So now you can't now make a shvua that overrides that directive. Mushba Omer, but it's the Mefurisha directive of the Torah. So now if we're going to take it that even a ribui, you know, is not, doesn't have the same tokef as the Pshuto Shomikra, right? So you understand we've hit on a very radical idea, right? That is Ken Zayin, right? That whoever's learnt out of a ribui, right? Or a drasha, and you know what? Vizes simonech, everything that the Rambam will call in the Mishneh Torah, divrei seifrim, that even things learnt out of a drasha, like Kiddushei Keset, he calls divrei seifrim. Right, and then he explains in another tshuva that we haven't done yet. Right, it's going to be a while till we get to that tshuva. Right, he wrote a tshuva on that. Why is shtar, deiraisa, and kesef is divrei sofrim? Because kesef was taka learnt out of a drosha, right? And things that are learnt out of a drosha, even though yechayev midaisa uphold them, he calls them divrei sofrim because the rabbanim made that drosha. Where shtar, even though we have a hekesh makish avay liyitzia, but it's muchrach that the Torah meant it. When it said the parsha of Nara Morasa, right? Nara Morasa, when she's still a besula, special din that she's chayev skila, right? As opposed to after nisuin, it goes down to chenek. So now, if the only kiddushin that's mefurish in the pasuk is bia, so Nara Morasa hechi mishkachasla. The Gemara asks in kiddushin daf yud. So mishkachasla b'shtar. So Rambam understood from that Gemara that when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain and explained the whole parsha of Nara Morasa, he explained to them with Kiddushei Shtar. Not with Kiddushei Kesef, because it wasn't learned out of the drasha yet. Right? It came out of the drasha. It was up to the Klai so to make the drasha. Whoever made that drasha in that door, or whichever door they made that drasha. Right? So how do you explain the Nara Morasa? You can't say that she was Niknes Babia, because Niknes Babia, then there's no dim Nara Morasa if she's a Ba'ula. Right? Right? So it has to be with Kiddushei Shtar. But so it comes out like this. Anything that is muchrach from the pshuto shel mikra, like there's a parsha of Nara Morasa, so you have to come on to Kiddushei Shtar, otherwise there's no way to understand the verter of, you know, what's this din that Nara Morasa is chayv skila, right? But anything short of, you know, what is needed to explain the pshuto shel mikra is not going to be called mujmavomi Mar Sinai. So it comes out an amazing thing, right? That, you know, knowing which are the exact Taryag mitzvahs. So the Rambam says he doesn't count the Rabbanans. And he doesn't count drushes, right? He says in Shorasheni, right? Drushes or ribuyim. He says what's sort of a drusha or a ribuy, he doesn't count, right? So it comes out that, what was the big nafkamina? He wants to know what exactly are Taryag. The people were saying, it's amazing. Because only Mamish, the 613 directives, only on then you're Mushbav Omi Mar Sinai. What could be an exception is that there might be sometimes Mishpatei HaMitzvah, things that aren't a mitzvah b'fnei atzmam, but the Torah still anyway laid out a certain halachas. So Enachinami, I'd be Moda, anything that's spelled out in the Torah even won't qualify to be counted as one of the Taryag, right? But anything spelled out in the Torah, black on white, right? That's Mushbav Omi Mar Sinai. Anything short, that's not Mushmah Mar Sinai, right? You know, this is an amazing Nakuda. It's another Nafkamina why knowing the Taryag Mitzvahs is so important, because that's where your Mushmah Mar Sinai, but it could be that plus, but plus the halachas that are Mefurish B'mikra, right? And, you know, and so this leaves a dying Mokom La'ayin, right? A halacha L'moshe Misinai. Right, and look at that was passed down midor door, right? So what would be the din over there? Sometimes the Rambam calls halacha l'moshe misinai divrei sofrim also, and that's a makom iyun la'ayin. Halacha l'moshe misinai, is somebody that has no remez in the pasuk whatsoever. It's not rooted. It's not a hesber on what's written in the pasuk, right? So on that yesh la'ayin, right? But, yesh l'ayin, mistama, that's also called Mushmah Mar Sinai, because halacha Moshe Misinai sounds like it's an oral pasuk, like a pasuk that was given Baal Peh, right? It's also Dvar Hashem, just it wasn't nitan likase, right? But a ribui, right? Or a la, or for this matter, it could be lav shebeklolus, right? The Ram says you can't count all the many different things that are nisraba from one lav should be klolus, right? And so it's just like you ain't lokin a lav, it's also not to be counted as separate loisa says. So yesh la'ayin, but we're onto a very big thing over here that it could be, right, that things that are mamish dine deraisa, and not just the pshat that we came to them through logic. So it's, you know, Torah never spoke, but, you know, logic dictates it should be also, but it can even be even more drushes and ribuyim, right? Could be that those things are also not called mushba vome mar Sinai, right? And, right? And a shvua could be chal on them, right? All right, gentlemen, zemash ratzinu livaer. Are there any questions? You know, the chat box is open. Chat box is open. Okay, look, I'm not in my own house. Anyone who wants to log off now can log off and leave the room. I know I promised a Tu B'Shvat Maimer at 10:45. Right, unfortunately, I can't deliver on that because it wouldn't be right. I'm not in my own house. Rick, kindly, took us in at the last minute to so I could give this this shiur at his studio. If for anyone who still wants to stay in the room, I will quickly say, regarding Tu B'Shvat, Maybe we'll find a way to post on the articles a mimer in writing, right? But just to in a nutshell, the Eden of Tu B'Shvat, what it has to do with us, Rosh Hashanah le'Ilan, but it's not Rosh Hashanah le'Peiros, and it's a big dion in halacha. It's seemingly what it's vaday good for is the age of the tree, legabe orla, legabe fruits. I think it might be totally in a machlokes, right? Those are pashtus fruits go by Rosh Hashanah. Whether it's Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, Shemitah, right? It's Rosh Hashanah le'Ilan. It's not when we're nidon on fruits, right? In Shavuos we're nidon on Tzeres, we're nidon in Ala Peiros, right? So we're talking about the tree, Rosh Hashanah le'Ilan. It's Rosh Hashanah for the tree. And like I said, where the halacha is, the halachic nafkamina is most clear, legabe orla, which is the age of the tree. So it's Rosh Hashanah le'Ilan, Keloshen HaMishnah, right? What do trees have to do with us, right? Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah le'Maiser Behema. Do we make barbecues on Rosh Chodesh Elul, right? Just because it's, Maiser Behema, and yet, Tu B'Shvat we make a to-do, and we try to eat fruit, as we're explaining, what we're going to try to explain, that the fruit is not really, it's not out's fruit, it's out the tree. Everyone knows that, on Tu B'Shvat, it's the time to daven for an esrog, right? But it's not mitzad fruit, it's mitzad the tree. What did Chazal say about an esrog? Tam eitzo v'pirio shavet. Right, it's an amazing thing that there's the tam of, the tam of the pre in the eitz. And we're going to get to in a second, that's why it's zman mesugel, the daven for an esrog, mitzad this nekuda, tam eitzo v'pirio shavet. Right? The Indian is, the Kia Adam Eitz HaSodeh, right? Man is called a tree, and the Torah is called a tree. Eitz Chaim Mila Machazikim Ba, right? The Eitz HaChaim Bekitzer, Eitz HaChaim, right? And anyone who has dabbled a little bit in Kabbalah, right, knows that the Olamas themselves, the whole setup of the Olamas, is called the Ilan HaKodesh, right? The Holy Tree, right? Rabbeinu Tam. In the Sefer Yosha, Miuchas Rabbeinu Tam says to look at reality as an upside-down tree, right? The roots are in Shemaim, the roots are in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, and all the Olamas branch out from there, right? There's even a Maharal that also says, it's an Adam should view himself as an upside-down tree. Your roots are your Das. Das is the roots, and that's why Kol Mishein Bo Das, L'soif goyle mim koymoy, right? Das are your roots in reality. Your roots is your head, right? And your deeds, your maisim are your anafim, right? Right. Right, but the inyan is like this, and it's all merumas in the parsha we just read, Parshas Beshach. That always Tu B'Shvat comes out either in Parshas Beshach or in Parshas Yisrael. Vayoreyu Hashem Eitz, right? The waters were bitter. Hashem showed him the tree, right? Koloshen Unklos. threw the tree in the water, vayim tekua mayim, and that was like a mini matan Torah. Got a few mitzvahs, lis asik bahem. So if you think about what a tree is, right? The tree has two outstanding shtayim shem echad, right? You know, there's the two points that really have the same shirish. First of all, right, it is the most efficient machine in reality, right? You know, water, earth, air go in through the roots and through the leaves, and out comes fruit. And where's the waste? Kimat ve'en, you know, the quote-unquote waste product of photosynthesis is something that the ecology vitally needs, new oxygen, right? You know, it's like total efficiency from Resha Ligamira, straight line of perfect productivity, right? You know, and no waste, right? All right, and that perfect alignment to go Mirosh from Shurish to Pri, right? You know, which and the tree is that machine that processes that is such efficient process to go Meresha Ad Gemira, right? So, you know, the tree is also in a perfect achdus, right? All right, that even though it looks like it branches out to the right, to the left, to the middle, all from the same shurish. And the saraf, the sap that's oila beilonos, is common to the whole tree equally. Like the sap goes up in the tree and permeates the whole tree equally. The koach of the shurish reaches up to all the different branches equally. That even though it seems to be a very diverse, wide and diverse entity, if it's a very big tree with a lot of branches, it's all ba'achdus gomor, right? And this achdus gomor, you know, is a function of its total efficiency. Its total efficiency, right? To go meresha ad gemira. You know, what's the difference between, you know, eitza and tshuva? You have a question, you get an answer, but then you need advice. There's an answer and there's advice. And eitza, advice. Right? What's the difference between eitza and a tshuva? Right? What's the difference between getting an answer to a question and getting advice? When a person who needs advice is not looking for new information. Right? He knows the situation. He knows the situation better than the guy he's getting advice from. He's looking for a mahalach. Like, this is the situation. How do I move forward? He's not asking for new information. He's not asking for anything different. He's asking for a mahalach, right? How to move forward. An approach of how to move forward, right? How to get from Rosh to Toch to Sof, looking for a efficient mahalach. That's what a person who's seeking advice is looking for, right? He's not, you know, as opposed to a person who's missing information, he's looking for answers. A person looking for advice is not missing information. He's looking for an approach. A derech, right? And that's what a tree is all about. It's like the eitz, right? Is the epitome of eitzah, right? To take, you know, to a mahalach, to go from raw material to processed fruit, you know, to perfect product. Perfect product and the most efficient way that there's no waste, right? The original eitz was supposed to be tam eitz, or pitcher, eitz pri osa pri. That was supposed to be not so perfect and so ba'achdos that you can even feel the pre-indiates. Even in the middle stage, you could already feel the gemar, perfect achdos, you know, perfect, you know, it's like a pure oneness from the beginning to the end. The chet of the Adama was that it made only eitz osa pri, that in the middle, you could get lost. In the middle, it could get boring. In the middle, you know, you don't feel the time. You could sort of lose sight of where you came from and not see where you're headed, right? So that's called the chet that the world did, and that and the cosmic repercussion of that is that there are a lot of projects that we start and we get lost in the middle, right? You know, we get lost, we get confused, get disoriented, because in the middle, you left the roots, you left, you know, but you don't feel... You don't feel the goal. So you don't feel the goal yet. And that's the big challenge that in the middle stage, not to get lost. Right? But the tree, even though it's imperfections that you don't have tama pri even within the etz. But Afal pi kein, it is the most efficient machine to go from Reisha Legamira. So even though you don't have Tama Pri, but it's sure enough, it does get to the Pri. It does get there, right? The Olamas are all called Eitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Makor Mayim Chaim Es Hashem, and he sends his Shefa, and his Shefa is processed through all the different Olamas to produce the results that he wants. Dvarai Asher Yetze Mi Pi Lo Yoshuv Eli Reikam Ki Maso Asher Chafatzi V'Yitzliach Asher Shalachtiv. The Dvar Hashem that courses through the Olamas has results, and there's no waste. And there, nothing goes awry, nothing goes wrong, and nothing gets lost. And the Olamas are all called an Eitz, the Ilan HaKodesh, right? Processing the Ribor Shom Shefa, processing the Ribor Shom's Rotzen, that, you know, from the Nekuda Rishayna till the Gemar, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will is done, and it's all Ba'achtus Gomor, it's all equally Tolui in the Shefa, the Shema Vaya Baruch Hu, which is connected to Shaku, the Ilana, connected to Sap. That permeates. It's all the Iu Avaya B'chol Asar. The Shem Avaya is there permeating everything, and his will is done. And even though in the Chitzonius there's Chasodim and there's Dinim and all the different Kinuyim, in the Primius it's all Dvar Hashem, all the Shem Avaya, and it's get what the Shem Avaya has set out to do gets done. If despite the Chitzonius that it goes, you know, in many, sometimes in a very rocky road, that's only in the Chitzonius. In the Pnimius, God's will gets done with perfect efficiency. Mereisha ad Gemira. And I think everyone put together that why things sometimes have to go in a tipsy-turvy way, and you have to be a lot of bumpy roads until you get to the end of the story, that's mamish parallel to the chet that the Adama did, that you don't have Tama Pri in the eights, right? That sometimes in the middle stage, things that go, you know, you don't see where it's leading to. You don't see where it's leading to, and that's why the Hashgacha works in mysterious ways. But Teda, it gets there, and the fruit comes out. And that's the godless of the eights, that perfect machine that has yet to be a little bit more perfected when it'll get back to Tama, Eitz, V'tam, Pri, Shavim. And that's what Teira is. Teira is also called an Eitz. We spoke tonight about the, you know, we have the Psukim, and we have the Halacha L'Moshe Misinais, but then we have the Yud Gimel Midas Shatar Nidresh Bem, and all the Darkei Talmud Torah and Darkei HaPilpul. We process the Torah through that machine of, you know, the Midas Shatar Nidresh Bem and the Darkei HaPilpul, and out come beautiful Chidushei Torah, and Torah, nothing is lost. Every dibur, every havamina, every step in a way is all part of the process. And if we ever reach that level of clarity, Tama Eitz Katama Pri, there'll be a lot of less havaminas in the middle, and we get more directly to the clear maskana and the chiddush. All right, but Tam Eitz or Tam Pri is not yet shaveh, and that's what necessitates sometimes getting a little bit lost in the pilpulim and in the sveikas. But ultimately, we get there, and when you get there, it's all mitzaref. Is all you get schar on all of it, on all the amelus. It's all mitzaref. Nothing is lost. Right. Right, and the Adam eats a soda, right? The Adam is, you know, supposed to, produce, you know, take, you know, the resources that have been given to him, you know, by his parents and by his rabbim, and produce Paris, which is his mitzvahs and Maisin Tovim and his Chidushei Torah, right? And that is the commonality. The Adam and the Torah and the Olamas are all called eights, right? You know, Adam is tapping into what the Torah is and what the Olamas are. You know, the avoda of processing the Shefa that's been given and to make out of it Chidushim or Maisim Tovim. Right? The Adam is a player in that machine called Etz to bring things from their raw state to the Gemara, and to bring the Chidushim Me'akoach El HaPoal. And this is Nischarish in Tu Bishvat. Right, just like in Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Geyzer Chaim on us, right? But nonetheless, that Chaim has not yet entered the world, or it has. It should actually has. That is the ending of Tu B'Shvat now, right? But that Shefa comes in Beruchnius Ubegashmius Agav the Geshem, the Emosak Shomim that start after Rosh Hashanah, right? And until the Geshem falls, what are we eating? What are we living off? Just like, you know, we're living off last year's crops. What was in the supermarkets until now? The fruits that grew last year, the grain from last year, because the new stuff based on the new shefa of tough shin, iron, hay, right? That shefa only entered the world after Rosh Hashanah. It enters the world, Baruch Nias U Begashmis Ayedei the Geshamim, that the Inn of Geshem also has a spiritual dimension. It's bringing in not just the rain that will make the new crops grow, it's also bringing in all the shefa. Gishmei Bracha, right? So what were we eating until? We were eating the shiraim of last year's peiros, the shiraim of the bracha of Tavshinayim Dalet. It's what we've been living off until now, right? But on Tu B'Shvat, Yotzu Rov Gishmei Shana, the Gemara says, most of the Geshem has come already. There's still going to be a little bit of rain. It's talking about in an Eretz Yisrael type climate, right? There's still going to be a little bit, but most of it's here already. Vasraf Oile Ba'ilanois, and the sap starts climbing. Most of the rain that was Nigzar for this year has fallen. I mean, the Shefa has entered. The Shefa has entered reality, right? And the sap, meaning all that Shefa now becomes the sap, the Shakyu de Ilana, which is Besod the Shem Avaya, like we alluded to before. You know, its sap is rising in the tree. I mean, that Shefa is now beginning to be processed. Right, the peiros aren't coming yet. Peiros are only coming after Pesach in the spring, right? But it's a schachus of the Elon, this wonderful machine that processes the shefa and makes peiros out of the shefa, which is what the olamas do with the Ribon Shem shefa. It's what the tree does with the shefa that came down with the geshamim, right? And it's what the Torah does, that, you know, the Torah is meant to be an eitz, right? That, you know, it should be that, you know, what we got at Sinai is just, you know, like the raw material, like the earth and the water, but it's supposed to, you know, all that's supposed to be processed through the Gidrei Tamatar of every door and door to make Paris, right? Torah is supposed to be processed, make Paris, just like the Olam is supposed to be a process that produced the Olamas of Olam Abba, Kayadua. And the Odom is an eitz, right? Processing the Shefa, processing the opportunities that were given him, that there's tremendous potential there for greatness, right? And the Aram has to now make that potential go to actual. So the Aram, that's the machine that processes to bring from potential actual, is also called an eitz. Tu B'Shvat is the itzchachus of the koach of eitz, the koach of this machine to bring things, me'akoach el apal, to process things from the ratios of potential to the acharis of the gemar pri, right, the gemar of the chiddush, right? So the koch of the process is what's in the schadish on this day, right? Just like it's that way in the agriculture, right, that right now the shefa of the rain is beginning to be processed in the tree, right? Srafa lebelamas, that's also in Ruchnius, also the chidush, the koch of shefa of chidush. All the chidush Torah we said until now is the shiraim of the shefa we got last year, right? The new shefa of, you know, our new hasagas, everything that was nigzar and Rosh Hashanah, right? That shefa which entered the Bria, agav the geshamim, right, is now beginning to rise within us and being processed within us, right? And when you come to that hasaga, Torah's sweet. And that's what it means. Vayorei Hashem eitz. Right? You know, Chazal, Am Yisrael couldn't drink the waters. They're bitter. Those waters were the waters of Torah. Right? Kol Aschal is kashas. Torah has to be processed. The waters are bitter. But when you process it, it becomes sweet. Right? You absorb the water like a tree, and the tree turns that bitter water into sweet fruit. Vayorei Hashem eitz. Like Unkla says, Alfei Hashem yas'ah. He taught him about the tree. Vayorim Lashon Hayra, right? Teach him. He directed him, right? Teach Klal Yisrael to view Torah that, you know, Torah is like water and they're like trees. Yeah, it's bitter, but let it process. Let it process. Let it sit within you, right? Learn it up. Learn it a second time. And let it cook up. Cook up in your head and cook up in your heart. It'll sweeten and it'll produce sweet fruit when you understand it, you know, enachinami. And that's what's also why it's, even after this lesson, it's still hard, because tama etz v'tama pri are not shove, right? You know, still in this intermediate process, it's still so hard. But at least know the truth that this hard intermediate process is, you know, it's a process. It is a process. And it's being processed to go from bitter to sweet. which is, you know, going from potential to actual is to go from bitter to sweet. When you realize that, you can already, it sweetens. Of course, we have to reach the Madrega of where this machine will be of absolute efficiency. And when it is that, it's already Tam Apri is already, you could feel it already within the eights. You're already, even in the middle of the process, you can already get tastes of the Gemar. You know, we have to crank up the efficiency of that machine, right? And that's what the Esrog is all about. What's special about the Esrog is the last, like, fruit tree that's the way trees were meant to be, right? And that's the tapuach, you know, of Tanakh, the tapuach batzayar, that's Klaisa said Nasa before Nishba, Magdim, Pirio, La'olav. So it's the Esrog, right? The Esrog is the tree, right? It's like the one tree that's still reminiscent of the original tree, that Tam Eitzo v'Pirio Shove, there's a Tam of Esrog even in the wood, right? This is the time where it's a Hitzchachis of the Koch of Eitz. You know, the Eitz is the machine that makes Paris, that turns the raw into beautiful Paris, turns the potential to actual, which is really to convert the bitter into sweet. That's Vayor Hashem Eitz Vayim Teku Amayim, right? So this is the what's Nischadish on Tu Bishvat. That's why it's a time to dam for an Esrog, because the Esrog is, you know, what's special about the Esrog is not the fruit. It's the tree. It's the whole process that it goes Meresha Ad Gemira, smoothly. It's a smooth transition. It's a much more pleasant transition, and we yearn to get to that state that with much less frustration and much less confusion, you know, the process should go so much more smoothly and sweetly. The process, which is Nisaron Tu Bishvat, it's Zman to be also be mispal. It's just like it's being Nisaron this day, it should also come to a Gemar Tov. Not only that the process should come to a Gemar Tov, but the Etzem process, every time it's Nisaron, it's Zman to daven that the process become even more and more efficient. That not only should just lead to the sweet Paris, but we should feel the sweetness in the Paris even mid process. Okay, Alitka Tu B'Shvat, thank you very much, gentlemen.